It's getting to be that time of year once again for the annual Red Lake Norseman Festival. And what's so wonderful about this event is they're inviting vendors and businesses from all across the region out to Red Lake to be part of this really unique, incredibly fun event. And on the phone with us this morning, the chairman of the Red Lake Norseman Festival Committee, Dwayne Riddell. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate your time this morning. Right now, I want to talk about vendors because it's a wonderful opportunity for a regional event and vendors from far and wide. Can we talk a little bit about how people can sign up and what you're looking for?
You can sign up the vendor applications on the Norseman Festival website. We're very excited to be hosting the festival again this year. We've come right through COVID, and now we've rebuilt. We want to focus this year on trying to get more people, more small businesses, more craft tables, and that kind of stuff to the festival, and I think that'll make an all-around better experience for everyone.
I know it's a long-running event, but if people don't know about the Red Lake Norseman Festival, what would you tell them about it?
Well, if we're focusing on vendors, I would say that the key figure is that we average about 3,000 people a year come through the gate and participate. That's patrons that come to the event July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So there's plenty of opportunity for people to showcase their wares. We have lots of room, both in the park, and we have an event center that's located right adjacent to the park with a covered building for inclement weather. So we have lots of room for vendors to participate and good facilities to allow them to do that. And we're looking for food vendors and regular vendors, so the more the merrier.
The Red Lake Norseman Festival is a combination of live entertainment, music, and then, of course, one of the signature parts is aviation. Can we just touch on that briefly for anybody that might be interested in being a part of the event? What's the atmosphere like?
It's pretty exciting. We do the aviation events on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is considered the practice for the Sunday air show, but in all essences, we conduct two air shows. This year, we have a Harvard and a Norseman flypast. For those that don't know, the Harvard and the Norseman were both built in the same factory pre-war, so they have lots in common, so we're doing a flypast with them, and we have participation from all the local airlines and tourist camps with their aircraft in a flypast on Sunday afternoon. And in addition, we have invited Mike Trigg, who's going to perform aerobatic work. The air show is constantly growing, so we're looking for new people. Anyone that wants to participate in your listing area in the flypast that has something unique to offer us, they're certainly welcome to talk to me, and we may be able to include them in the flypast.
And of course, all kinds of fun and games surrounding the aviation portion of the festival as well, right?
There is. We've focused a lot on the kids' activities on Sunday. So if you got young kids, that's a great time to come up. Saturday includes kids' activities and float pumping contests, the bouncy castles, unlimited family fun.
And that's why you've got 3,000 plus coming through the event.
Big total, considering there's only 5,000 people living in Red Lake. So when it comes down to gate sales and participation in the air show and into the park, it's really positive numbers for the area. We get a lot of tourist activity too from the tourist camps, guesting all along Highway 105 stop in. So there's an opportunity for our U.S. guests to see our vendors and to participate.
So if you are listening and you have got a home-based business or you're an artisan or a craft maker, anything that you want to showcase with a booth at the Red Lake Norseman Festival, this is a premium seasonal event that you want to be a part of. One more time, Dwayne, how can people sign up if they want to be a vendor?
There's a link on our webpage, or they can certainly contact me. My email address is right there, and there's a sign-up application. And just one more thing to note, we have reduced the cost greatly by 50% this year to encourage more participation. The vendor booths are quite reasonable for a weekend.
And we have got a link to your website, your Facebook page, and a direct link for vendor application forms all listed in the events tab of our website. Again, the chairperson for the Red Lake Norseman Festival Committee, Dwayne Riddell, on the phone with us this morning.
We're just coming into our fishing season. The airlines and local operators that fly float planes and work hard for the tourism industry in this region, they like to come together at the Norseman Festival and thank the patrons of the area and showcase what they do. So they're proud of their tourism industry and their aircraft, and they really like to show them off. So it'd be great for everybody to come up and take part.
Absolutely, Dwayne. And we'll chat a little bit closer to the festival itself in July to hopefully entice people even more from all across the region to come out and enjoy enjoy it. But appreciate your time talking today about potential opportunities for vendors. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you, Jonathan. Really appreciate the time.